Martin Amis's new novel, The Zone of Interest, set in an unnamed concentration camp understood as Auschwitz, may seem like an odd memorial to the over 1 million souls who perished in that sick and evil place before it was liberated 70 years ago, January 27th. Odd because the novel contains a kind of love story and is told from the perspective of two Nazis and one German Jew all at the camp. Golo, a handsome opportunistic Nazi officer, is enamored of Hannah, the wife of the camp commandant. The other Nazi is the commandant, a buffoon-like sadist. The third voice is that of a Sonder, one of the special Jewish inmates the Nazis put in charge of the Jewish prisoners. The novel is set in 1941, when Hitler assembled his highest-ranking henchmen and ordered the final solution. There's no discernible plot here, other than following these events by way of the interior thoughts of the three main characters who dutifully do their jobs. But why bear witness again to a horror that's already been documented in so many ways and even embellish it with grotesque humor? Why give the capacity to love to a man capable of such monstrous deeds, a risky theme signaled by the book's cover, red roses strung on barbed wire? Why not say Auschwitz instead of the Zone of Interest, or once invoke the name Hitler? The Zone of Interest is Amis's second book on the Holocaust after Time's Arrow, with its reversal of time take on a Nazi doctor. Now 23 years later, and having read and reread more tracts and memoirs, Amis revisits the horror in all its desolation and bloody-minded opacity, the last phrase of the book, which appears in an afterword. The story itself concludes a few pages earlier. In the afterword, dryly headed That Which Happened, Amis reviews various explanations about Hitler and the Holocaust. He's aware, of course, that the poet Theodor Adorno said that to write poetry after the camps is barbaric, and that the literary critic Cynthia Ozick said a novelist has no business in Auschwitz. But Amis makes us see through the eyes of the narrator's spare and colorful descriptions of ordinary life full of untranslated German, the exceptionalism of the Third Reich, its unbelievable extreme cruelty, and then makes us wonder about it. Was Hitler exceptional, unique, insane, beyond human comprehension? The story itself ends as a brief epilogue. It's September 1948, and Golo, who's survived, tracks down his lady love, but she rejects him and love because, as she said belatedly, it would be disgusting were anything good to come out of that place. She tells Golo that she did feel something for him then and thought he was sane, decent, normal, civilized. Compared to whom? What an indictment all around, as though humanity were a relative term. But what ironic testimony as well to the power of love and the complexity of the soul. I'm Joan Baum.